One of the birds I love seeing every time I visit Florida is the white-eyed vireo. This little bird is all the things Lou Grant described Mary Richards as in the old Mary Tyler Moore show. Spunky, perky, plucky. In song, the bird sputters, reminding me of Mary Richards when she was flustered. Florida is the southern state I visit most often because my son lives there. But I've seen white-eyed vireos in 6 states from Oklahoma and Delaware south to Texas and also 2 other countries, Mexico and Cuba. They breed as far north as Illinois and even southern Wisconsin, but I've never seen them there during breeding season. Oddly enough, I did see one once in Madison, Wisconsin, but that was shockingly during the Christmas bird count in 1979. On September 15th this year, Aiden Sari reported a white-eyed vireo in the woods beyond the airport at Park Point. Then this past Sunday, September 21st, while I was leading my annual bird walk on Park Point in celebration of Hawk Ridge Weekend and our group wended our way to the Sky Harbor Airport entrance, we ran into Aiden and some other birders who'd all been seeing that self-same white-eyed vireo. It was a fairly long hike, but we made it to the spot where people had seen it and studied every bit of vegetation searching. I'm 96% certain I saw it. White-eyed vireos have yellowish flanks and, at least according to the Sibley guide, quite a bit of yellow on the underside of the wings, which the blue-headed vireo lacks. The bird I saw fly across before I lost it in the vegetation was the right size and had yellow in the right places. Plus, I was picking it up where the last people had lost view of it several minutes before. But no one else saw what I was looking at, and I didn't see any other field marks beyond the size and the yellow on the flank and underwing, so there was no confirmation. I stuck around for an hour, but didn't find it again. Several other people did see it later Sunday, but I was not among them, so I'll remember this white-eyed vireo as the one that got away. We had a power outage on September 23rd, and I wasn't getting notifications of bird postings on my phone. But just before 5 in the afternoon, my friend Bruce Munson called me about a vermilion flycatcher that he was looking at on Park Point that had been around for a few hours. That stunningly beautiful wanderer from Mexico and South America barely makes it into the United States in Texas and the Southwest. I've seen it in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, as well as Mexico, Peru, and Guyana. There have been a handful of records in Minnesota, including one at Park Point in October 1991, but I happened to be out of town at the time. I badly wanted to see this one, so I hopped in my car and headed over. A small group of people was already there. Some had seen it and some hadn't yet when someone spotted it at the very top of a tree. I was standing in the wrong spot, and the moment I did get a glimpse, it dropped down behind vegetation. But I did get enough of a look to see its shape atop the tree and its vivid color as it dropped. And this time, others were looking at the exact same bird well enough to confirm. So I'm counting it. I really wanted a photo, so I stuck around for an hour longer, but no luck. Oh well, there were lots of little songbirds flitting about, and I did get a splendid, if brief, look at a Philadelphia vireo. As Forrest Gump didn't quite say, bird watching is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. You might miss that wonderful cherry truffle you were craving, or you might just get a dollop of the sweet cherry juice sticking to a coconut one, but you're sure to find something sweet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.